That's dope. Hold on. You're going to hear me take the fattest rip.
By the way, that is nicotine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Holy fuck. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I think I'm good there.
That was definitely nicotine. You see, there's no cart. That's nicotine.
Yeah, there's. We definitely don't have both.
Yeah, because we don't. It's just nicotine. Fuck. How's work been?
Good. No problem. Yeah. Speaking of work, someone's trying to pick up my shift right now.
Oh, are they gonna? Do you want to work like last time or?
Yes, I am desiring to work. You want to know why I'm desiring to work?
I think I know why, but I don't think I told the.
Because there's a girl working tonight, and I'm definitely in the mood to hang out with her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you said that.
Simping.
You said that, but we didn't record it because.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties.
Well, you know, I'm crushing on this girl. And she's definitely 5 years older than me. But
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, she's 23. But, you know, we just vibing right now.
That's funny. Oh, she's only 23. Oh, that's not that old.
It's not that old, but...
I was thinking, like, 5 years older than me. That's why...
I mean, you're not that old either.
I mean, I'm 20, but like she'd be 25.
Yeah, that is true. But I will turn 19 soon, so only 4 years.
Then she's gonna turn 24.
Yeah, but she turned she turned 23 like a month ago.
Oh.
So, sorry.
So for
most of the year, we're only 3 years apart.
Wow.
Yeah, no, big moves, big moves.
That's funny.
What about you, dude? How's work?
Oh, it's been good. I've been getting a lot of random tips.
Do you not get tipped often?
No, I get tipped all the time. I'm just, like, that's... I just get a lot of it.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I was able to buy this, to buy the interface with it. This thing is $214.
No way.
And I got, like, $230 from just tips.
In one night?
No, not in one night.
Okay, so that's
like
that's, what you've collected.
That's 2 months of working there.
Holy!
And getting random tips from people.
Yo, that's kind
of
dope.
Most of it was in ones.
Yeah, but that's kind of dope.
Yeah. The other day, do you get people that come in high at work?
Yeah, maybe not at mine, but like when I worked at the other Sawgrass, there were so many people that walk in just smelling like weed. But yeah, why?
Because I love it. They're funny. The other day, just yesterday actually, there was this big group that came for a birthday, and they were all high.
They were all high.
And their eyes were like almost closed. They were kind of like red and rudy, you know. And this one guy, like they're coming in. This one guy asked me, he's like, "Hey, where's the restroom?" So I tell him, and there's like a stairs to go down from the bar, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes down and he goes, "Woo!" He puts his hands up,
no,
and he's going
way.
Down. And I was like, "Oh, okay, they might be high." And then as they're sitting and they're having their food and stuff, this guy. Is like just randomly he would go hey
like just
hey.
For no reason.
No, like he would try to like call for us, but he's like hey like what the fuck. And he's like, "Hey, can you give me water?" And I was like, yeah, how many?" Like 5. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, if you go and give me my water now." And I was like,
"No way, he would say
that." I was like,
"What?
What
an asshole."
And he's like, "Yeah, I just want the water now." And he 1, 2, 3, you said 5, right? And I was like, "Yeah." So I go to the server and I was like, "Hey, they want 5 waters." And she's like, "They need to stop telling people that they want waters because I'm already getting them."
No. They just kept telling everyone that they need waters.
And I went up to them and I was like, and he was like, "Hey, where's my water?"
Like, sir,
I just left
server,
2 seconds ago.
Your server's coming with your
water.
Yeah,
I was like, "She's getting the water right now."
Oh, fucking leak. I hate people like that.
And then he was like, "Oh, all right, here's $5 for getting my water." And I was like, "Okay."
No way. He didn't fucking bring the water.
Yeah. He's like, "Okay." I get some weird people like that. Like one guy came up to the trucks and he was like, "Hey, where's the guy that took out my food?" And I was like, and I'm trying to like protect him. And I was like, oh, why is there a problem?
Like, yeah, you're trying to like do order. Something for him.
And he's like, nah, I just want to know who he is. And I'm like,
oh,
what's the problem? Like, what's the situation? And like, I was like, I want to tip him. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, oh, what's that homie over there?
Yes, it's him. And he's like, he pulls out a 20. He's like, gives it to him. He's like, thank you for bringing out the food. I'm like,
dope.
Like, do you think we're not supposed to? Like,
nah, dude.
Well, the thing is like the food runner, mm-hmm. he wears the same clothes as like the regular chefs.
Yeah.
So he probably thought like he didn't need to bring out my food, but he did anyways. He was like tipped him.
Oh, like he thought he was a chef.
Yeah, he thought he was like a cook, like just flipping it back there.
But hey, no, dude, he just wanted to tip him. So you'll have. So you have people that only run food?
We have someone who expos and runs the food. Mm. So he does both. Hmm. And he has the same clothes as the rest of the cooks.
Wait. So where are these people that are sitting down to eat? Because I've been to Topgolf. There's the bar.
I'm not working at Topgolf.
I meant Andretti's. So there's the bar. There's like where your trucks are.
Uh-huh.
Then their games are right there. Where are people sitting?
There's a courtyard, man.
Where?
There's just a bunch of tables.
No way.
And yes.
No. Where's it at? What,
do you think I'm lying to you?
Where? I haven't seen it.
It's right next to the games. It's right next to the bar and the games.
That tiny little space?
It's not that tiny. You know how...
I don't remember seeing tables.
You know how there's two bars?
No.
You didn't know there's
Where's
two bars.
The second bar?
Okay, do you know where the bathrooms are?
In the little hallway thing?
Uh-huh. Right next to the bathrooms, the hallway, there's a bar. And then right next to the bar, there's a courtyard and the trucks.
No.
When I first went in, I missed it too, so...
I'm not seeing it.
I understand.
Nope. It's not there.
It's pretty fucking big. Like, you see the, like, the tables at the bar, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally right next to the bar. There's the trucks, and in front of the trucks, there's a food court. And it's, like, a big square.
Hmm, it's weird.
And it's like, it's tile. It's not carpet like the rest.
No, how do you not see it? No, that's too much.
I think I'm lying to you?
I do. I do think you're lying to me.
I promise you, that's what Andretti looks like.
Dude, I had this table, or it wasn't even my table. They were like, hey, can you quick greet it? I was like, yeah. So I walk up to them, and I'm like, hey guys, I'm not going to be your server. Ariel's gonna be your server, but can I get y'all's drinks? Obviously, they heard everything, but can I get y'all's drinks? Because they looked at me and said, then why are you standing here?
Oh, damn. You gotta be a dick.
I literally looked at him and I was like, I came to get your drinks. And he's like, oh. And then they tell me their drinks. And then that's it. Oh, no. And then I walk away and he's like, oh, wait. And then he, like, reads the menu real quick. And he's like, let me get an order of fried onions. But very specifically says, but I want ranch. But I also want the sauce that comes with it. I'm like, okay. So, fried onions with ranch. And he's like, and the sauce that comes with it. I'm like, I heard you. And the sauce that comes with it. And I pretended to write it down. And then he was like, thank you. And I just walk away. Asshole.
Like, he wanted, like, an extra one, or...
Or, because the fried onions comes with the sauce, but he wanted ranch. So, I was, okay.
But with the sauce that comes with it.
Yes. I don't understand why I had to repeat that to him. Like, I confirmed. He's like, what? And then the sauce that comes with it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, yes, sir. As I wrote it down, and then when I repeated it, I didn't say it back, because I'd already confirmed it. He's like, and the sauce that comes with it. I was like, fucking beat his ass.
You just punch the mic, why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now this lady, do y'all handle like coins?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You never
really.
Had to like count them out and see if it like fit, like it matches or nothing?
Mm-mm. If it's under 50 cents, I'll give them, I'll round it down. If it's over, I'll round it up.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
No, but we have like a coin shortage, right? So we don't have a lot of coins right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady, so we had to, like, if they're going to pay with cash, they have to pay with exact change, or I have to round it up. And so this lady came, and it was, like, $5.41, the price, and she gave me a 20. And she was like, I had the change, don't worry. And so she's pulling out her, like, coin bag, mm-hmm. and she pulls out, and she gives me a penny, two nickels, and a dime. That's 21 cents. And I was like, all right, I'm just not gonna.
You're not gonna.
No, like it's like it'll be 1480. She's just gonna get 8 dimes. So I'm putting it. I put my thing up. I gave her 1480. She's like, wait, no, this is supposed to be $15. And I was like, no, it says right there 1480. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, I gave you 41 cents. And I was like, no, you gave me 21 cents. She's like, no, I swear. I was like, you gave me a penny, 2 nickels, and a dime. That's 21 cents. And she's like, no, I gave you a quarter. I have no quarters.
You're like, you want to see the box?
Yeah, like I'm here. Looking at my box, and I'm like, there's no quarter. I didn't get a quarter from you. And then she's like, oh, fine. Like, she gives me 2 dimes, and I just give her the 15.
Fuck that. See, that's why we don't do change, because we don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't want to deal with that either.
Honestly, to even, like, further prevent that, even if it's below 50 cents, I'll still round it up. I'm like, I'll lose 80 cents to not deal with this lady.
Well, I can't do that. Cause
oh, that's right. Cause it's like the box money. Uh-huh. It's not your own money. Mm-hmm. Shit. Like, have you ever lost money?
Yeah, I lost $10 once.
How the fuck?
I have no idea.
Did you get in trouble?
I got a verbal warning. It's all good. I don't know how.
Has it happened before?
Like other people?
No, has it happened again?
No. Hmm. It was one time where I was over a cent, right? And I was like, how the fuck am I over a cent? Because I had no pennies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how am I over? It's funny. No, but this one guy, so we had a new manager, right? And he was like learning how to do the audits for like if we are under or over on dot, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he fucked up on one guy's little coin thing. And it said he was 70 under.
$70 under?
$70 under.
Holy shit.
And, you know, This kid is like, holy shit, I'm going to lose my job.
I'm touching everything. I'm so sorry.
And so we had to call another manager to come and look it over and stuff. And she's looking at it. And she goes, you missed like a pretty big like entry. And he goes back, he puts it in on the dot.
Oh, so he just didn't put it in right?
Yeah, he didn't put it in right. And then that's like right after that, I was 10 under. So... So I was sitting there like, he put it in wrong.
Like, hopefully he put it in wrong.
And then Megan comes back and is like, no, you're right. And I was like, fuck.
$10 under face ass. No, we have this one. Did you ever meet Tito, the bartender?
Yeah.
So he's training to be a manager now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He said he was going to leave when I was there. He was like, I'm fucking leaving.
That's what everyone says.
No, well, a lot of people did leave, though.
Most of them come back.
Really?
Yeah, we had like 2 people try to reapply.
Oh.
Oh, but yeah. So now I call him Mr. Manager.
Yeah. Mr. Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like,
for fun?
I'm like, hey, yo, Mr. Manager. I need your manager assistance. Why the fuck do you text me? Oh, you literally just text me, do you have any more cards on you? Fuck. I need to buy something.
I just thought of something really random, but you know what I found really fun? So, when I have, like, kids over at my house and they have, like, a bag or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to sneak alcohol into their bags.
What?
Just, like
what?
Like my nephew, you know, like, Michael, like, mm-hmm. Emma, like, the young kids, like, I'd do it to Bastion if I had the chance, you know?
Slip alcohol into what?
I would go to the fridge and I would grab, like a Truly's or, like, a beer or whatever. I'll just put it in their bag. And then later, like, when their parents come, I'm like, hey, what's in your bag? You know, why is there alcohol?
No way. That'd be fucking funny.
And I did it to Vinny. And, like, Gio, like, saw right through me. He was like, put a fucking bag. Damn it. But I did
it
to Michael.
He caught you in the middle of it?
Huh?
He caught you putting it in?
No. So I put Truly's in Vinny's bag, right? Mm-hmm. And then Gio comes, and he was like, oh, grab your bag. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I grab it, I open it, and I pull it. I was like, what is this? Like, why do you have a Truly's? And
he's stupid.
And, like, I'm not actually mad. I'm like, woo. Like, you know, I'm fucking around. And uh-huh. Gio's, like, laughing. And Vinny's like, what's a Truly?
He's like, what is that?
Yeah, and I was like, damn. All right. But I did it to Michael once when we were going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
He was sleeping on the couch, right? He was like taking a nap, or whatever. But yeah. He was
so
like,
you've been planning this.
Yeah, he was like passed out, like mm-hmm. type thing. Like, you know, you're drunk and you're just, you know, out.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a Dos Equis bottle and I just put it next to him, and I took a picture, and I sent it to Alicia. I was like, look what your son's doing.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, why? What? What's happening? And I was like, I put a beer bottle
next to him. FaceTimed you, like, on the spot.
Yeah. I showed it to Franny, and she sees right through me, and she's like, Nikki. And I was like, you're no fun.
You should have opened it. And like,
yeah, I was thinking of it, like, where am I gonna, like, I put it because, like, it wasn't like upright, it was like on the side.
You could have just drank it.
Mm-hmm. Mom, if you're listening, I don't drink alcohol.
Your mom has to know you do some stuff, or what have you told your mom?
I haven't told my mom anything. Why she not? She knows nothing. Did that I know of. But she has to know. Like, you remember?
Yeah. Oh, that one time we walked in, and she was, like, standing right there.
No, that's a different time. No, like, we're walking in from the backyard? Or?
Yeah. And she came outside. She's like, what are y'all doing out here? We're just like, what
the fuck? Y'all didn't answer her. Y'all just stood there and, like, looked at each other.
Well, you didn't say anything either.
Because I was leaning back. I stayed back to do something. And then I came up and I was like, what are y'all doing? Go inside. And I'm looking at my mom's there and I was like, oh, hey, mom.
Yeah. We're pretty, That's funny.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, you should ask your mom if she'd let you go to the bar with us.
Have you ever got caught in the act?
Of what?
Of
being
high. Drunk, high, whatever.
Literally all the time. Those are the reasons I would get in trouble.
You told me about a time when, hold on, I'm trying to figure this shit out. Okay, there we go.
Are you like adjusting?
Yeah, because there's a, here, let me see. The fuck?